Flip City is in Kolat River. Also, this is also in Kolat River. Up to Samudragarh and Chapahat. At first, I have seen here like a jungle, forest. There was no road. This.
Are you last time there?
No. This will go?
You can go.
Three to deep. See, like Kund. Yes, water. Kadamba Kunja, and here Mango Kunja. There peacocks. Here cuckoos. From here we can not going there. So far away. From here we will. Yes. This is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written. We used to go there. There is a big mango garden.
Watch it.
This scene is seen very, very good from there. So we go there and take rest there. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that this is Ritu Deep. Ritu Deep means all Ritus. Basanta. Six rituals in India.
Seasons.
Seasons. Six seasons. Always present here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come in midday as the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radhika take place in midday at Radha Kunda. Here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his association here and thinking he became as Gop and to Nityananda Prabhu and all others, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand or others, Gadadhar Pandit, told that where is my bansi? Where is my stick? Oh, cows are grazing here. Where is Nityanand? He was asking, oh Nityanand, oh Baldev, oh Baldev, come here, come here. And he took some sticks and began to play with cowherds. As in Radha Kunda, Krishna grazing cows with so many wires. Told them that I am coming just now. Just coming. And he took only Subal or Madhumangal with him. And in a shape of a Brahmin, he went to Kusum Sarovar. And he met with Lalita, Vishakha and Srimati Radhika. Krishna told, promised Chandravali that I am coming to Gaurikund. And she was watching there. Watching there, waiting. And Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar. There Srimati Radhika with her Lalita Vishakha and all, gathering flowers. Krishna told, "Who are you?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering in mind here. He became senseless and remembering all the five stanzas of Krishna Leela at Radha Kunda. So Krishna is telling, "Who are you?" Srimati Radhika is telling, "You don't know who am I?" "No, I don't know." "You don't know?" So many questions, and I am Vrindavaneswari. He is telling, "I am Vrindavaneswar." So bhak kala, prem kala was going there. A Brinda came here and told that Jatila is coming just now to see where Srimati Radhika is. So at once Radhika with Lalita and Vishakha and all other sakhis went to Radha Kunda to take bath and to go to Surya Kunda. We have gone there to worship Sun. When she met with Radhika Jatila, then she asked, "Why you have become so late?" Srimati Radhika or Lalita Vishakha told that we were gathering flowers and now we were searching of a Brahmin who can do Surya Puja. Radha Krishna and Madhumangal came in the shape of a Brahmin. And they met at Surya Kunda and did puja. I have told all these stories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering all these parts, became senseless here. And weeping, and again, all the assistance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan with khol and karpa. And then they went to Champakahatta and Samudra. Just to do pranam here. So many currents. At first I have seen before 50 years that full of water was there. And so big and good forest here. But now
Mathura and then Gokul. Vrindavan. Gokul. first Gokul, then Vrindavan, then Govardhan, and then Aradhapur. The speciality of Gokul, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Aradhapur. Associates.
You want to sit?
Yes, we'll sit here. As you sit.
No harm to sit on the tree.
No. We are in the laps of this tree. Can come. This is very old, right? Jiva Goswami came with Nityananda Prabhu here and sat here and told the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which held here. Here, in Dwapar Yug, Bhim came with his all soldiers to conquer everywhere for Ashwamedha Yagya.
Ashwamedha Yagya.
You are not hearing?
There is.
You can hear? So, Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami that in Dwapar Yug, when Krishna was at Dwarka, Pandavas want to do Raishya Yagya, where Shishupal has been killed. So, they want to conquer whole world, especially whole India. So with a horse and horse, they came here, conquering everywhere. Here there was a king on the bank of Ganges, and his name was Samudrasen. He was so much shaktishali, powerful king. He thought that he was Krishna Bhakta. He thought that I want to take darshan of Krishna, but I cannot do, because Krishna give darshan to his only bhakts. I am no such a bhakta. Bhim is such a good bhakta that Krishna will come by his prayer and give me darshan. So if I defeat Bhim, and Bhim will pray that, O Lord Krishna, save me, then he will come. So I should catch the horse and I can defeat him. See, he catch hold of the horse, and there was a war between him and
Samudrasen.
Samudrasen was so powerful that he defeated him. Him prayed Krishna that, O Krishna, I have been defeated by such a very unknown person. It is so much a shame for me. So come and save me. And you should have war with him and defeat Samudrasena. Krishna at once came, but not he had given darshan to Bhim. Only King saw that Krishna has come. She at once prayed to Krishna, and his everything was fulfilled. Krishna gave blessing to King and told that you should be Bhaktiman. He stopped the war, that king, and paid something that I have been defeated, and paid some taxes to Bhim. Bhim knew that Krishna has come, and anyhow he has turned the mind of king, and Krishna has disappeared, but he could not saw Krishna. This king saw Krishna, and his heart was fulfilled with joy.
Why Bhim could not see Krishna? Is there any some really meaning behind that?
There is some meaning behind it. That bhakti is such a thing. It has been described in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Madhurya Kadambini, that bhakti is swaprakash. Swaprakash, you know?
Self-manifested.
In Bhagavan Swarup Shakti, Bhagavat Swarup Shakti, Kaladini and Samvid, the abstract of these two Shaktis is called bhakti, which lives in the heart of Aragatmik Jan. Follow? The Aragatmik Jan. So he has told that Bhagavat Kripa is Anugamini of Bhakta Kripa. Understanding?
Follow.
Krishna Kripa
depends
on the Kripa of Bhakta. If Bhakta does Kripa, then by his mercy, by his prayer, Krishna does Kripa to anyone. Here, Bhim is Bhakta. No? And he is Siddha Bhakta. Aragatmik Jan. As a Dasyaras. The king is a sadhak one. He wants the blessing of Krishna. But directly Krishna blessing, mercy will not come. So he anyhow goes to the shelter of Bhim. And when Bhim prays to Krishna, Krishna comes and gives darshan to king. So here, without the mercy of Bhakta, Krishna cannot do mercy. Here, this is the thing. Here, one thing that why Krishna did not saw Krishna?
Bhim
could not see. Here, his new Bhakta, king, and his Siddha Bhakta, Bhim. So if he gives darshan to Bhim and does Kripa to king, Bhim will think anything. That he loves king more than me. In Krishna Lila we see there is some like envious, not envious, prem, prem vikar, but not
mundane.
Worldly mundane. Mundane. Second thing is that king was a sadhak bhakta, but yet qualified than bhim. Why? Because after that he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. When Krishna gave his darshan, at first he gave darshan in a shape of Krishna. After that he gave darshan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha plus Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, Bhim couldn't see. He could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. One who is the dashi of Srimati Radhika in Gopi Bhav, only can see Radha and Krishna in pair. It is not for Dasyaras, Sakharas, or Vasalaras also who can see Radha and Krishna in pair. But this king has so fortunate, king was so fortunate that he saw Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna, three steps.
So the king was a Madhurya Bhakta?
Madhurya Bhakta, yet he was sadhak, but he was qualified to go to up that
place.
Like Brahma, Brahma is Adhikrit Das. But if you have greed to be the Radha Dasi in sadhana avastha, then I think you are greater than Brahma also. We have seed in our heart by greed. So, Narada Rishi and Uddhav, they saw Gop Kumar and they made up in their mind that he is more superior than us. But he is not thinking now in that manner. So we think that this king Samudrasen was more superior in Siddha Bhav to Bhimsen. Bhimsen has gone to Radha Kunda with Pandavas and Draupadi in a shape of six trees there to be anything, even a grass in Vrindavan. Especially Gopi Bhav and about 5,000 years has gone in doing meditation there. But they have Gopi Bhav or not, yet not, it is known.
It is not known.
No. But Vrindavan and this place, Navadvip, are the same. This is under Shwetdeep. So Shwetdeep is equal to Vrindavan. And this is Ritudeep, Radha Kunda. So nearer to these places. And here Ganges is going on by side. Here Samudra used to come. Samudra means ocean from Bay of Bengal. Used to come here through Ganges. It is said that ocean is husband of Ganges. But it is not true. There are two Ganges. Mother of Bhishma Pitama is one Ganges. And from Golok Vrindavan, the friend of Srimati Radhika and others, is other Ganges. She is Krishna Priya. So, for the pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganges comes here. And Samudra, that is ocean, comes through Ganges here and takes darshans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. here Samudra, that is ocean, prayed Ganges, that I want to be here with you, to so that in your water, Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is associates Srimati Radhika, Mani Gadadhar, and Nityananda Baladev Prabhu, he is playing in Ganges. So I want to be in here. Here when ocean, in ocean and Ganges, Krishna, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played, then ocean did prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to see your more pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give blessing that after some time, I will be to Puri and I will play and take bath, you knew, and so many pastimes you will see in future.
In Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak, some of these things are there.
Things has been given. So it is very important place in Chaitanya pastimes here. So we come every year. Here Bhim means our, the Vikram Maharaj becomes Bhim. And I become Samudra Seth. And so fire work begins. In not in
by word.
By words mean
colorful.
In Bhaktirtha. Bhaktirtha, you know?
In lecture.
In lectures. He give lecture, then I give, then he gives, then I gives, and all Sota become so much pleased here. Because some ocean used to come here through Ganges, so this place is called Samudra Gadhi. Gadhi means, Gadh means fort, killa. So the, he was, here was Samudra Sen fort, or ocean used to come up to here, so it is called Samudra Gadhi.
They have the room.
This year, Vikram Maharaj told that Krishna Prem is our prayojan. Krishna Prem. That is Krishna. Service is our utmost goal. I told that it can never be. Huh? In Vrindavan, everywhere all serves Krishna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna always serves to gopis and Srimati Radhika. So we want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. So he was defeated. At last he become Maharaj.
He admitted defeat.
At last he admitted.
Radharani and Lalit and Vishaka have completely defeated Shamsundar, always, every day. But when we came here, we noticed that Radharani and the gopis are very, they cannot control our Madhava deity. He's very powerful and he looks as if he can take on millions of gopis. So we were feeling very, I was feeling every day just very disturbed that Radharani should surely defeat Krishna. This is not proper. So then the deity was requiring to have some new paint put on. So we instructed the artist, and when the painting was finished, then it became very clear that now
Krishna has
been defeated, and everyone in the temple could see it.
Very good.
So we became very happy.
Our Gurudev used to tell that if we want that Krishna should search Srimati Radhika, and Krishna should weep for Radhika. When we see that Radhika is weeping for Krishna, then we became very sorry. And if Krishna is weeping, we were very pleased. Hari Hari.
In what form did the ocean go there?
Huh?
In what form did the ocean go there? You said the ocean went through the Ganges.
The Jwar Bhata, you know? Swelling and
tides.
When there are tides, ocean water comes to Ganges up to here. So ocean used to come with Ganges here. ওখানে যাবে কি চাপাহাটি মন্দিরে
একটু রাস্তাটা কাঁচা হবে
চাপাহাটি রাস্তা গেটে দাঁড়াতে হবে ঢুকবে না
It is called cold day, cold day. From now this area. This town is also in Kolar. Where our mutt is the Rashasthali. Praudha Matala, you know? Praudha Tala? Praudha Maya?
Praudha Maya.
You have been there?
No.
Govardhan, that
place. Praudamaya. Why she is called Praudamaya?
Praudamaya says, Jogamaya. Hey, Penare,
hey, Rasta Dr. Chilo.
This is the scent of light champak. Champak lata. Sakhi used to live here. By her name, it is Champak Hatta. Hatta means bazaar. Bazaar means
market.
There was a very big market of Champak Pushp here. Here Jadeva Goswami used to live. And he has written Git Govinda here. That story is of this place. That Krishna wrote Dehi Padapallavam Udaharam. So, cuckoos are singing. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has established this mutt. Kakus are singing.
I think that they are happy because you are here.
Brother.
Gadadhar Pandit.
He established here, he used to live here in this place. And he established Gop Gadadhar from there, Srila Prabhupada. Also established here Gop Gadadhar.
Dvijabaninath. Radha Pandit used to live in Mathura and in Navadip, and he was
Raghava Pandit?
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
And he used to read with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanskrit talk. He also used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Vidyanagar to read. In Navadip, Koldeep, Gangadas Pandit was there. He used to live. And his younger brother was Dvijabaninath. He was also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has gone also to Jagannath Puri. And from there he returned to this place. This place is known for champak flower, because in Dwapar Yuga, champak lata used to live here, and gathering flowers, he used to make garlands, so beautiful garlands, beautiful this thing, angad,
ambrises.
Heart,
necklace,
carnival,
earrings of flowers.
Yes, so many things he used to do. And serve Radha and Krishna here. Here, on the east bank or west bank of Ganges, in your side, there is a Ballal Dhipi, like mountain, but name is Ballal Dhipi. Somewhere nearby to Harida, Chand Kaji Samadhi.
I've seen that place.
Yes.
There's a kund there.
There's a kund.
Ballal Dhipi.
Ballal Dhipi also. Ballal Sen was king of that place. About something, some time before then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Jayadeva Goswami. In 9th AD, AD or?
AD.
AD. 9th century.
9th century. Jayadeva used to live in Jayadeva part near your Iskon Mandir. Have you gone there? Jayadeva. Jayadeva and Padma used to live there. He began to write Kirti Govinda. Every person were known to Jayadeva Goswami and Padma, and they paid respect to them. So king wanted to see Jayadeva Goswami and sent some persons to bring Jayadeva and Padma. But he refused.
আমি তো চিন্তা করতেছিলাম যে সে
আপনাকে তো দেখলাম
আপনি যে আসবেন এটা তো আমি তো
His disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he was very much associates with our Gurudev, and Siddhar Maharaj also. He has done so many sevas. Well, alone he is erecting and doing new things here. We paid so much respect to him.
But he looks quite young still.
He is above 80. Kotobaisho? 84, but
as like a young man.
Young man. I'm serving Guru Gadadhar Prabhu. So, he refused to go to the palace. That Raja was busy, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that you used to come here then and often, so I will not live here. I will go to Nilachal. Then King begged pardon that I will not disturb you. You should live in my kingdom. He told that I will not live in this place. He told that in my kingdom, Champakhat is very, very good, with good prakritic scenery,
natural
scenery. Kakkus are always singing, and so beautiful forest is there, and it is quite fit for you. He told me, yes, I can live there. So he came to this place. Here he was writing Gita Govinda. And Srimati Radhika has done man nearby Ganges, not very far away from there. So Radhika has done man. Now Jayadev Goswami is seeing in his heart that Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika to pardon him. And he is telling that, oh, I have given my head to your feet. He thinks, and he remembering these things, so write, but he has no dare to write this. Because he knows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Srimati Radhika is Sevika only. Sevika means maid servant of. So how it can be? It may be that Srimati Radhika has such a love that he controls Krishna, but yet Krishna will give his head to the feet of Srimati Radhika. My heart does not admit. He is willing to write, but he cannot write. War was going between buddhi and man. What to do and not to do. Leaving the book which he was writing, told Padma that, keep it in Mandir. I am coming to take bath in Ganges. Thinking what to do or not to do, he went. In the meantime, another Jayadev, when Krishna in the shape of Jayadev, came and told Padma that, oh Padma, give me that book. I have not washed my hands and feet, so bring that book to me. I have remembered anything to write. She went in the mandir and brought the book. And he wrote, Dehi Pada Pallavam
Udharam.
Smar Garala Khandanam Mama Sirashi Mandanam Dehi Pada Pallavam Udharam. His meaning is that Smar Garala Khandanam Smar Garal. Smar is Garal. That is, a Smar means calm. Love to Krishna and between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Here separation of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is garal. Garal means
poison.
And his heart is burning from that garal. For that separation, Srimati Radhika's separation. So Krishna wants water to subside that fire. So smarala garala khandanam, to subside the Bish, bish, poison.
Poison.
Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika, I'm giving my head on your feet. So you should laugh only and beg me pardon and give me pardon. I will never do like this. So you should give this man. And until you give this man, my heart will be burned. And at last everything will be burned. So after that you will weep for this. Smara garala khandanam. Mama Sirashi Mandanam to decorate my head. It is like a alankar for my head. Your feet is alankar for my head. So give your feet as alankar to my head. And my that smar girl will be subside by doing this. So you should laugh and give me that your feet. Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway. Now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadev Goswami came. She told that, oh, you have come so early. You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come. He told that I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returning. No, you have come in midway. He told that. She showed the book that you have returned and written something in book. Show me. She showed that in very clear and golden type it is written, Smara Garala Khandanam, Mashirashi Mandanam, Dehi Pada Pallavam Daram. He began to weep and fell down on the feet of Padma, that you are so lucky, that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then, filling so separation with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. A Akashvani came. Akashvani?
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, O Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham in Nilachal and you will see there in Radha and Krishna shape there. So come at once. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So make me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Dubidha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in Navadvip Dham or be to Nilachal Dham. In the meantime, Gaurchandra gave him darshan and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham and went to Nilachal Dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Vita Kundala Kalita Lalita Vanamal Jai Jai Deva Hare. He was singing. Any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place, she was singing and gathering some cow dungs. So Jagannath Dev could not be still. So in the night, he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. She went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were hither and thither, and some scratches were in his Sri Anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been burned and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing Jayadev's song, and I went to hear. In hurry, everything has been done so. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tones, "Are this is lady, you should not touch her." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "Oh, I was mad. If I have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink,
drown
in that. You have saved me." So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakts. And Prabhupada has established this mandir.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Shvetdeep and Vrindavan are same. Each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in the 9th century. So how is it possible?
So Madhavendra Puri has no Aishwarya Bhav. But Gita Govinda ka Jayadev has something like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is offense for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
So then?
So he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change. Even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change, but not serving Srimati Radhika like Manjaris and all these things. Madhavendra Puri was one of the 8 sakhis are like Naika or Manjaris. Jayadev Goswami is far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Ragatmik jan, like gopis, there is some difference. He has some Aishwarya bhava with Madhurya. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Hairaman, has far more over.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev, final destination, if they have this Aishwarya bhava and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhvendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul Vrindavan.
Of Gokul Vrindavan. Not of Golok.
And the other one is Golok Vrindavan.
Golok Vrindavan.
Radha and Krishna are like king and queen. But
king.
Still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Not Bharatiya.
Not Bharatiya. He has done something, but not like that. It cannot be told that he was Swakiya.
But not fully heard.
Not fully. Vishnu. Gaur Pramanam. Have you something?
Yes.
There was at Ekadashi. We have cooked so many things. But so rain began the whole night. Tents were
flooded.
Flooded. And no one could take any Ekadashi fruits and so whole night waiting here. Good fragrant. Where Pradim lives?
Means New York.
New York.
Huh.
He told that then and often Pradim meet me. He has told me to see you and I have come to you. I told that, tell him that he should join ISKCON again and serve Swamiji. He was telling that, write in it 2 or 3 sentences. There is no need of writing, but you should tell my
words.
Like so beautiful.
Very beautiful scene.
That scene that is a little deeper.
In my country there is pretty cool scene. But if you can't see the rains,
that's it.
Now ISKCON does the parikram by foot. We next year we will again do One question I have is that they have only given us till next year 7 days for the parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing fixed.
No. You can do it in 7 days. Maybe at first you used to do in 7 days.
No harm.
No harm. Begin from Nomi. Nomi, Dasmi, Kadasi, Vadasi, Triodasi, Chaturdasi.
Does it have to be?
In Chaturdasi, in Purnima, you should finish in Antardip Mayapuri in your mat.
But they are making a different way. They are planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much are they?
Maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all
not
this.
Meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and any harm?
No.
No harm.
But in Naudik Parikrama, Naudik Dham Parikrama, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated the vidhi of Parikrama.
Ah. Therefore I'm asking.
Last darshan at Antardip Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on Purnima. But anyhow, no harm. You can do it according to your... At first, the father of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharad.
Maheshwar Visharad.
Maheshwar Visharad, the father of Bhattacharya. He was very learned person. Parun of Ekadasi here.
Ah.
You have come here any time?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some sanskar here. Now we can speak here. We will do parikrama. This is the main place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit. Used to sit and to teach by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sadhguru. Used to sit there. And the house was that of Mahesh Visharad, where Sadhguru Bhattacharya took the birthplace of
Sadhguru
Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya is Brihaspati. At first, I have not seen this mandir.
Why?
When I came. No mandir at all.
Oh, when you first came.
So much jungles, forests, only that place. Not with cemented
this house was here or not?
No. Malli.
Something broken.
Something broken. Some high place was here. So much trees were here. There was no way to come. Anyhow, by very lean and thin way we used to come here. So this is the place of Mahesh Bisharad. He was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciple of Nilambar Chakravarti, you know. Mahesh Bisharad's father and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. So they always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit?
Mahesh Pandit. Father of Sarvam Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Bisharad, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, in his boy, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyay, you know Nabya Nyay? Nyay?
No.
Nabya Nyay. There are two kinds of Nyay. The old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son Advaita Sarvam Bhattacharya to Mithila. In a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyay. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyay. The Pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. You cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyay. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered in his mind. So he was a scholar. Every book was, again, he wrote and he used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati. So he knew that Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh. What name?
Pratap Rudra.
No. Purushottam Jana. The father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head Pandit of Pratap Rudra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous person. And in the Jagannath temple, when he was in front, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavat. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in anybody's man's body. He became astonished and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we have read that how he teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And he became bhakta, that tatte nu kampam susumichmanam. তারপরে ভক্তি পদে সদায় ভাগ অগণ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু টোল দ্যাট নো ইউজ অফ ডুইং সো বিকজ মুক্তি পদে মিন্স ভক্তি পদে মুক্তি পদে পদে মিন্স ভক্তি ইন ভক্তি ফার্স্ট কমস মুক্তি বাই ভক্তি ভক্তাভাস সো মুক্তি ইন দি ফিট অফ ভক্তি সো ডোন্ট চেঞ্জ ব্যাসদেব হ্যাজ রিটেন অ্যান্ড সুখদেব গোস্বামী হ্যাজ অ্যাডমিটেড দিস ফ্যাক্ট সো উই শুড নট চেঞ্জ হি টুক মহাপ্রসাদম অ্যাট ফার্স্ট হি ডিড নট don't use to take Mahaprasad, then he used to take Mahaprasad in the morning when he has not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidya? Vidya Nagar. Vidya Nagar means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. ইট ইজ প্লেস অফ পারা বিদ্যা তোমরা হাল্লা করলে তাহলে কিরকম হবে তোমরা ওদিকে চলে গেলেই হতো আনে তো চুপচাপ থাক ইট ইজ দ্য প্লেস অফ বিদ্যা পারা বিদ্যা হিয়ার ব্রহ্মা ইউ সে দ্যাট ব্রহ্মা কেম and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Veds in Brahma heart here. Here, Sadashiv, that is Shankar, became Shankar and here he was permitted to do the kalpita artha of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpita artha, you know? Another meaning?
Imagine. Imagine and...
Imagination.
Interpretation.
Interpretation of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam khalidam brahma, tattvamasi, prajnanam brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took siksha of Vishishtadvaitvad, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were they learn everything here. Here, the 64 kalas of Vedas were given to so many rishis. Brihaspati, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from there. Ban Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidya Nagar. Vidya is two kinds. One Parapidya, one is Aparapidya. Aparapidya, besides Bhakti, everything is Aparapidya. Bhakti is only Parapidya. So everything, every kinds of Vidya, Para, Apara, everything, has begun from here. So this is Vidya Nagar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit here. Ganga sometimes can here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided Navadvip in 9 islands. this is Bahula Ban or any other Ban. Now we should go.
It's what about your breakfast?
Huh?
Did you have any breakfast yet?
Oh, have you brought here? Yeah. Then we should go there. At the school, there is a school. We can wait there. Okay. Or we can go direct to Mamugashi. As you, in the school, there will.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the vidya, paravidya, that is, this should be Dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is paravidya.
Same paravidya everywhere.
Everywhere.
Same prayer everywhere.
We had one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination. That goal.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place may come within our hearts?
Certainly. Lila of this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, it should be manifested in our hearts. And we should realize this.
He learned his Sanskrit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings that Gopi Bhav is best of all his. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Ji Goswami asked the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? No? They asked the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audarja Bhav.
Merciful.
Not merciful. Merciful, but there is a very...
Magnanimity. Magnanimous.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya.
Here, when anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name, and since I am mad, Tunde Tandauli, Ratu Vitinite, Rupa Goswami is telling this. Madhura Madhura Me Tatamangalam Mangalana. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart, in Suddharu, Suddhamane?
Pure.
Then any man cannot be incensed. He can
unconscious.
But in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that man, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become senseless. So he touches that man, and by touching, very soft and gentle, he becomes incensed. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with pitambar, here, pansi, and eyes of the corner he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on flute, are telling, oh, my bhakt, you have become senseless. So in sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee, and went in the heart of that person. And again he waved. He became insensitive. Then, tapare ki, first is Saundarya, Naam, Saundarya, Suswarya. Then he, again faint, then from Sugandha, Sugandha
is fragrance.
He gets so much fragrance in his nose. Again he became incense. So when he sees anything of Krishna, he becomes senseless. So Krishna does mercy that at a time he can hear the name, he can hear the sounds of Bansi, he can see Krishna and he can touch Krishna and he can smell Krishna. And this mercy is called Audarya.
At a time.
At a time. Krishna cannot do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audarya.
Very esoteric. Very good meaning for Audarya.
Any Madhurya, four kinds of Madhurya. And one of the Madhurya can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Audarya. Madhurya Kadambini has told like this. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is so merciful. Now we should.
What is the
essence
of
Jiva Goswami's question? Oh, Jiva Goswami told, ask Nityananda Prabhu, that why a person knows that, even he knows that Navadvip and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything doing, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane, they judge that a aparadhi bhakti of person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasa sthan. Rasa sthan, you know? Place of rasa. Peat of rasa. And how to approach to that peat is Navadvip. Krishna is a rasik. But how to be rasik? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing. And this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can worship only in Darsya Bhav. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a Darsya Rasa. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feet. Because he will be angry. He is not. From very far away he can see and
within the mind she can do.
But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees towards any woman. So any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Mathuras. He arrived Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha and Sarup Damodar, he is Lalita and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a Purush.
Male.
And as a servant, they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that bed and place. So, as a friend, he will let me worship. As a vassal, we cannot worship. He is my boy, and I am his father and mother. And in Madhur Ras, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a Madhur Ras. That Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is my parakiya friend. We cannot do. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasharas, and when it will be ripe, and will be Siddha, the same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do Madhur Ras with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, how we can reach in the Rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of Dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly.
Last question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvipa, then what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent, Jamuna is not apparent, here Tamal tree is not here, here everything is not. When he will go there, he will by these eyes, not by meditation, here in meditation, but there in eyes we will see all these things, and it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidya Nagar ki, Gau Premanand. Have you given something?
This is a Gaudiya Math here?
No, Gaudiya Math is behind this left side.
Did any of these are original buildings?
No.
Height, 100 years before. Not anything. But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that.
You get some of those little flowers?
Mahaprabhu put some pen in the ground and the pen became tree. Like that?
That is called column guard. When you're cutting anything. And then a column guard.
Full of it.
এটাকে কলম গাছ বলা হয়। কলম গাছ বলা হয়। And Ritudit. Now we are entering in Jahnudit and then Mudrudit. Four dit today.
Express Parikram.
Yeah.